South Point High School, the boys basketball team, they're going to compete in the 4A state championship this Saturday, March the 7th, 6 p.m. at Colonial Life Arena in Columbia. And we're excited to have here on the show a head coach of the boys basketball team over there at South Point High School, Melvin Watson. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Coach, we sat here last week as you were going to the upper state championship. You yes. won it, and now you're headed to the state championship.
Yes, I like the sound of that.
What was it like in the upper state championship? When did you start to feel like, hey, we've pretty much got this, and we're gonna be going to the state?
Probably fourth quarter, I would say. Yeah. Being up by 16 or 17 at that point, with 2 minutes or a minute and a half left, I kind of, let out a sigh of relief, like it's scary to be over. You know, after five tries playing the same team. Last year, we played them three times last year. We got put out a third round by them and then played them twice this year and lost in overtime the first time and lost to them again at home. And, you know, it can be a mental thing. I was worried about that for my kids. But I think that we were really locked in, and my kids really paid attention to details. I think the little things like the 50-50 balls, boxing out, the little things that get overlooked in the game, I thought we did a really good job in that game to secure the win for us.
And you beat them when it counted.
Yes, it did.
When it really counted, right?
You were telling us, though, earlier before the microphones turn on, as a coach, you don't get really excited until it's zero up there on the scoreboard, right?
Zero on the scoreboard. Yes, I've been a part of some comebacks, and I've been a part of opponents coming back and beating me as well. So it's always nerve-wracking, especially in a big game like that. But the atmosphere was tremendous. It was terrific for the kids and myself. Yeah. I really had fun.
Coach Watson, what do you do? I don't know if we asked you this last week, and if we did, I'm sorry, but what do you do the day before a big game like that? Like, what will your Friday look like for these guys today?
The team or myself?
The team. Well, both.
Well, let's start with the team. We just go through preparation. We do a lot of walkthroughs and get shots up. We really concentrate on defensive strategies. I think we are pretty good offensively, especially when you have a guy like Trey Raymond. So he creates so much problems for the other team. But we just want to make sure that we defend, because whenever your offense is not working, defense keeps you in the game and give you a chance to win. So we have that mentality. So we really focus on our defensive strategy. And then as far as for myself, I talk to my mom a lot. I talked to her before big games, and my wife and my kids and my mother-in-law. They're all a huge part of my routine. Okay. I know that seems
that's
weird.
The whole family, especially the mother-in-law.
That's good that you got a running list, because if you didn't like what this one said, then you can go on the next one. All those ladies in your life.
Yes, they all give encouraging messages and just let me just – you know, they always tell me to just have fun, stay calm. Yeah. My kids feed off of my energy. Yeah. So they always keep me level-headed. So I really appreciate them for that.
Well, they've been doing a good job, because you've been a coach a really long time with a really good record. Yes. So
Thank you.
We're speaking with Coach Melvin Watson. He's the head boys basketball coach over there at South Point High School. The Stallions will face North Augusta in the 4A State High School Basketball Championship this Saturday, tomorrow, March the 7th, at Colonial Life Arena in Columbia. Again, tip-off is at 6 p.m. You can listen to the game, if you can't make it down to Columbia, right here. Chris Miller, Mario Washington will have the call on WRHI. Take us to your opponent, North Augusta. Have you played them at all this season? Have you played them at all just as a team? What do you know about North Augusta?
We've never played them before. I've watched them play in the summer, and I've watched them play on video, and they're very, very, very good. It's going to be a tall task, but I think if we just continue to do what we're doing and defend, I think we're going to give ourselves a chance. I think, you know, we have a really good player in Trey Raymond. I think he's going to create a lot of problems for them, and we just got to be able to make shots when we're open. And I think and rebound the ball like we've been doing consistently throughout the playoffs. I think it's been huge. How we've been rebounding and not giving up second chance shots. So that's going to be a key.
I know the weekend, it's a busy time for everyone, but how important is it for the team to look into the arena at Colonial Life Arena? That's a pretty big arena to see, you know, South Point fans wearing the shirts and holding up the signs. What is that? How can that help the team win a state championship in addition to their skills on the court?
I mean, just hearing the fans and cheering and in the background encouraging you, it gives you a different type of energy on the court. It just gives you like a little boost. I know this sounds cliche, but it's really true. I mean, just hearing the support and the encouragement just helps the kids stay locked in and mm-hmm. give that extra effort. And as far as a coach, we just love to hear our fans cheering because it means that we're doing well.
Because they'll boo you if not, right?
we don't want our fans to be quiet. So,
oh, okay.
So quiet or
booing is never good. All right, got it.
I try to explain to the kids, even when we won it back in 2021, playing it at USC Aiken, it's still a different atmosphere playing it in Columbia. I watched Westwood and Greenville play last night, and I'm just looking at the TV and it's like, God, that court is huge.
Yeah, right.
So I can only imagine, and you know, my kids who that's their first time experiencing this. So that's what my biggest concern is. I don't want the lights to be too bright or the moment to be too big. My message to my kids is just be who you are, be who you've been all year, have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's going to help them relax a little bit and not be uptight. I know, you know, having a thousands of people at the gym and playing in the atmosphere like that, that can be nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. But my message to them, just be who you are. That's what got us to this point right now.
Well, the South Point High School boys basketball team, they did win a state championship back in 2021. Remember, the school's been open for about more than just 2 decades. So hopefully they'll make it a second state championship this weekend. Again, South Point High School, the boys basketball team, they'll face North Augusta in the 4A State Basketball Championships here in South Carolina on Saturday, March the 7th. 6 p.m. is the tip-off. Get there early. And if you can't make it there at the Colonial Life Arena in Columbia, please do if you can. The coach just explained why it's so important to have South Point fans there. But if you can't make it, you can listen to it right here. Mario Washington, Chris Miller will have the call on WRHI.